Taking a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Wednesday, August the 12th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman here on the Red River Farm Network, and we're joined by Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson. Well, Brad, report day today, and boy, the grains are certainly on fire here to close things out.
Yeah, we found a friendly report. Kind of over the last year or two, three low prices have cured low prices. And the weather help. We had weather problems around the world, here in Europe. Two big problems, and we got a super El Nino going on in South America for the upcoming growing season. So we did see acres increase a little bit, although there was 2 million acres kind of unaccounted for the spring when those acreage reports came out. But they did drop the yields in the corn about from 180.83 to 180.7, so pretty good drop there, 6 bushel less than last year even. So, and they cut the carry out in corn. I mean, exports have been superb. We're feeding these cattle up to 1,700-1,800 pounds. That takes a lot of corn for that extra 300-400 pounds because the industry wanted the meat. So next year, the expected carryout of corn is going to be around 1.6 billion bushel. And that makes things a little interesting. Last year, we started, I think it was 2.2 or 2.3 billion bushels carryout. So, corn demand has been very good. Wheat demand is picking up. They did lower the crops some more. Well, wheat production, and I don't think it's done lowering spring wheat yields yet, are down 450 million bushels from last year on the production side, and that's nearly half our exports.
Over in the cattle market today, we saw, again, cattle sharply lower, that volatility continuing over there.
Yeah, the feeder cattle under pressure with the stronger grain markets. Can't afford to pay as much for feeder if we're going to be paying more for corn. And, again, cutouts trying to bounce here, but just can't get this futures market kind of firm up again. We had a huge run up, huge move in the cattle, multi-year move. So a lot of that's been priced in, and now we have to get the demand back.
Market analysis with Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson with a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Wednesday, August 12th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.